The Aborigines, are they the missing link?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the speakers at this July's Creation Family Conference near the Smoky Mountains of Tennessee.
I have to admit, as an Australian, that the treatment of Aborigines is a very sad part of our history. But you know, it must be told. You see, we first need to understand that pure Darwinian evolution teaches that certain cultures have people who are more closely related to apes than others. And unfortunately, the Australian Aborigines were once considered to be the closest to the ape-like creatures. For a while, these people were valued as prized specimens for museums around the world. It's a shocking fact that scientists from Germany, England, and other countries sent hunters to Australia to kill the Aborigines. They then boil their skulls and skin them so they could have specimens for their museums. By the way, Charles Darwin, someone that evolutionists celebrated this past year on his 200th birthday, was extremely interested in the Aborigines. He viewed them as evidence for his idea. You know, the Bible's clear. God made Adam and Eve, and we're all of one blood.
So what does the Bible say about the origin of all the different people groups around the world? Well, today's one of the last days to receive Ken's booklets on the origin of the races, and we'll send 10 of these booklets to you for a donation of any size. Call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS. We can be reached at 888-89-ANSWERS or on the web at answersoffer.org.